This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Frank Bonner going to join us at 125. Or as I like to call him, Frank, not DeWanna Bonner. Shout out to DeWanna Bonner. WNBA legend, bro. I think the most famous Bonner, if we're going to go, you know, that road. She tried to latch on with the fever. It didn't work. Wasn't a fit. And now she is a member of the Phoenix Mercury. Cool. Just as a, you know, it's not easy playing in Caitlin's gravitational orbit, you know. Everything has to go to Caitlin, has to get a touch. You know, it's Steph like.
Oh, well, she needs to get healing first.
She does. She needs healing. Team's doing fine without her, though. I think they have any game. I feel like they've lost maybe one game without her.
Better team without her.
I mean, honestly.
You know,
who called me randomly? You know, our friend Trista Crick. Remember Trista Crick?
Well,
she called. She has launched this WNBA thing. And it's amazing. The Daily W is what it is. Mm-hmm. And she started from absolutely nothing, and she's grown it to, you know, 13,000 followers.
Fantastic.
She told me yesterday, you know, or the day before, she's making like $4,000 a month just from social media.
It's a grinder.
You know, just from that's nothing else. And it's all of WNBA. And she called me randomly. We were just talking about WNBA, and you know, her thought is, you know, yeah, like because the demands that Caitlin has as a player to play with her. It's not hard to see why maybe the offense looks a little better and more fluid when she's not on the floor.
Cool.
Because she doesn't have to. She's heliocentric, right? She's like a black hole with that ball.
Makes some sense.
Now, she play makes, but she has to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, we got to get Caitlin get a touch on this possession. Otherwise, we can't do anything.
Yeah.
She gets upset, you know.
I buy that.
So, I don't know.
A little bit of it.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you look around the dub while I'm just on the subject, because I do kind of watch it. I don't think Minnesota will win it. I think Cheryl Reeve is a bad basketball coach, but New York's got injury issues with Breonna Stewart. She's out. She left after three minutes last couple of games, and so you know I think it's open. It's open for a team like maybe the Fever if they can figure it out with Caitlin on the court.
Okay.
Don't know if they can, but if they could, I think that would be a good look. DeWanna Bonner, not Frank Bonner, but DeWanna Bonner, member of the Phoenix Mercury.
And that was your WNBA wrap-up from John Martin. What a sponsor on that thing.
I mean, I do think it's...
You and Trista.
It's important.
But she can take you with her.
It's extremely important that we highlight all athletes on this show. If yesterday we're going to put Alex Hemmings on the hot seat, if Jeff's going to lead his show with that, then we need to be prepared to discuss the WNBA as well.
Again, Alex, like, the hell are they talking about me for? About to be football season.
1,000%. 1,000%.
She caught stray.
She did.
But win now, Alex, or else.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Real quick, before we get into some NFL training camp, we do need to also congratulate not Ja Morant's ex-girlfriend, despite our speculation, Taylor Rooks. She got married. Was it like last week?
Yeah. I feel like this came across my timeline within the last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, July 2025. I don't have the date.
She got married this month. She got married this month. Not to Ja. Ja's in China.
She revealed on the 24th she quietly married her husband, Shane Fowler.
Oh, it wasn't that quiet though, because everybody was there. Now, not Ja. Ja was not there. He probably would have.
It wasn't Bezos though, or whatever. Jeff Bezos had everybody over, and literally everybody. I don't think it was that big. Yes, you had some celebrities, including your who's my guy, the rapper,
Jack Harlow.
Thank you, Brad. You were all were you at this wedding? Okay.
So if Ja was there, you know how they ask
exactly
you.
Exactly.
You know how they ask you, when you get married, how do they frame it? How do they frame the question? Does anybody here have any protests? I don't remember how they ask.
You know what you mean.
Ja would have protested. He would have said
that's what we told ourselves.
Oh, Ja loved Taylor.
I feel so fooled.
He loved her.
Anybody amongst us that has any other thoughts before these two go hand in hand in marriage?
Has that ever actually? Like, is that a thing that happens? People say, I don't approve. Do people do? There's
I think
no
it's
way.
Probably happened.
That was not asked in our wedding. I don't know about y'all's weddings, but that was not in our vows or the whole, because we did a program, obviously. You get to plan this crap. Most people don't put that in there anymore. They're like, yo, pastor, aunt may not want us to be doing this, so no more questions when we get up here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I want to know is more about him, because we know very little. We know that they met while he was at Harvard.
Oh.
Okay, and she says that he's so perfect, it's hard to believe he's real.
Dear God in heaven.
She met her husband while he was in law school at Harvard, as I said. So this wasn't somebody who's already made it and said, Taylor, here's what I'm now about to do. She had to believe in him. She had to believe he was going to finish, and get done. And then, again, just real respect to him. To Shane Fowler, because she's interviewing NBA players every night. They have money. Many are going to have money and maybe want to make a pass at her, right? So you're working against all of that on a nightly basis. It's out of your control.
I feel like
because
we've seen
she has to do her job.
Yeah,
and you can't tell her, well, I don't want you doing your job around those men, around those NBA players. Then you look what? You look defensive. You look like you can't handle a woman of her ilk. Of her status. You look weak. And so, again, to pull this off, just the fattest respect burger that we've ever served.
Right. Mm-hmm. To Taylor.
No, to the husband.
To the husband.
My man. Shane Fowler. Yeah. Shane.
Yeah.
Again, I'm looking for a picture just because I want to see him as a man. Mm-hmm. We want to size him up so we can understand this. Wrap our head around it a little bit more if y'all catch my drift. Mm-hmm. I don't see. Do you have a picture of him? I haven't seen
I
a picture.
I do.
Nah, he's a good looking
he's
guy.
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
Is he? Yeah. Yes. Like a 6'5", 6'6", yes. Type 6'4".
Yeah, he's about 6'4",
and
probably.
And has the law degree now, yeah. I'm assuming.
He looks the part, Jason.
Well.
I mean, yeah. I don't know what,
Again, a salute. A real salute to him.
Amen.
Well done, sir.
Yeah. So congrats.
Congrats to both of them.
That's right.
Now, she's beautiful,
especially
too.
Especially to
him. They look like they belong together.
Good.
Taylor Rooks is S tier, right? I mean, as these things go, I mean, she is the top of the line.
Yes.
Stock. I mean,
and it's only taken off because she's in the new coverage of the NBA. That's going to be a part of NBC and all that. Isn't she a part of that?
Yeah, she's everything. Okay. She is mother.
Thank you. Without
she is mother.
Going a little too far, probably.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like Parth. He kind of looks like Parth a little bit.
He
kind of looks like Parth.
Because I thought you said
sure
she.
I'm pretty sure it came out she.
He. Sorry.
And we were all
reset.
Confused.
He.
Okay.
He looks like Parth.
So yeah. So tall, dark, handsome, beautiful. Yeah.
Parth?
Like Parth's a good looking dude.
Parth, tall, dark, and handsome?
Parth, beautiful.
Yeah.
Is a word that just came out.
Also a high flyer, but yeah, he kind of looks like Parth.
Let's give Parth, the beautiful Parth, a round of applause.
Okay.
Beautiful man, Memphis man of the year.
Yeah, he's a good looking human,
Parth. I've also remarked about how sharp a dresser he is and just how he keeps the part always
fresh,
clean and fresh. Never referred to him as beautiful man, though. I like the where you're willing to go with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a happily married, heterosexual male, but I can admit that Parth is a good-looking dude. He's beautiful.
Now, look,
I wish I were beautiful,
beautiful
like that.
Is good-looking and beautiful.
Now,
just the use of those two things, is it same? Or not?
I think there's handsome. You have masculine dudes who are a little more buff. Mm-hmm. That's a handsome guy.
What makes Parth beautiful?
He's also handsome too, I guess. Yeah. He's put together. When Parth, I've never seen Parth disheveled. Have you ever seen Parth disheveled?
Never.
Not once. ever.
And it goes into the beauty.
I think that's part of it. I wish I had that that sense of put togetherness. I don't. So sorry, see, I didn't mean
now,
to distract
you. Here's
y'all.
What I'm going to tell you: don't go talking like that in the Raiders locker room. Because you do that, you're going to get turned
listen,
out.
I didn't kiss him on the forehead.
They're gonna,
now
they're going to push right. you
listen,
out of there.
Listen, I did not kiss Jason John's
that?
Team on the forehead.
You come around there talking like that around the
facts.
Las Vegas Raiders?
Hell no! Hell to the Nizzy! No, I'm not
you're
kissing
gone.
This man on the head. I'm just, you know, and I think he and I are cool. You know,
I
like,
think,
whatever.
I think we know where you're at with Parth, and it's way on down the road.
He's
beautiful.
A good dude. He's a good dude.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, Jason, I don't appreciate some of your vocabulary in there. We're not turning out anybody in our locker room. All right, that was an isolated incident that was swiftly addressed.
Again, a misuse of a phrasing issue there. You knew what I meant.
Oh, I knew what you meant. Now, Parth will be here again on Friday, and we may have to. Now, you will not, thankfully.
I'm not going to be here to see Parth.
That's why he's getting us all out. You know, he's not. He doesn't have to face Parth on Friday.
Parth got the Jordan earring.
Yeah, I think he does.
Does he?
He's got a good collection.
See,
the Jordan earring?
Yeah, I think he
what
does.
What do you mean, like the? What do you mean? It's literally the logo, or you
like
mean the
logo.
Hoop earring?
No, just got the hoop.
Yeah,
Parth has the hoop. I have never noticed.
He has an earring, though. Have you noticed that?
I think I've noticed he has an earring. I don't
okay.
think.
Like Mike.
He don't have the hoop, though.
Well, I'm not saying it was a hoop like Mike's was. I don't know if Mike still got the hoop.
Similar kind of thing.
You never had your you had your ears pierced once upon a time, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh. I didn't. I had both pierced once upon a time.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What?
You?
What do you mean, what,
bro,
man?
You have never. We knew about mine. We did not know. I don't believe. Who did that?
What you mean, who did
who
that?
Who pierced your ears?
I went to, Walmart just like everybody else did. Right?
Walmart?
Or Claire's, or one of the two. I think I got one
they
at Walmart, one at Claire's. Yeah. I had both. I got my left one done first for the first couple of years, and then I got the second one done. And I had two earrings for a while there when I was like 17, 18, 19. Now, I've since obviously retired from wearing earrings. But, dude, you can still see the, if you look, you can still see the opening on my left ear. You can still, I guess you don't want to address that.
I can't look up.
What's everybody had their ears pierced? What's it?
I don't know. No, not on your side of the table.
Well, my side, as you know,
you were trying to be Eminem.
My side of the table was very different. At least I was very different than my side of the table. I felt like, and then I just, you know, I mean, I would wear an earring today if I wasn't going to be, you know, judged for it.
My father would have kicked me out of the house.
See, again, you grew up in a very different place and in a very different time. You know, I mean, you got to think, in the early 2000s, everything was on the table.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was doing everything.
I had to do it once off to college, so I get what you're saying. Dad,
like
Dad wasn't going to put up with
that, out of the house,
me
I
doing it here in Memphis. So to your point, I waited till I got off to Nashville. You know, and he didn't have any choice. You know,
you grew up in small town Illinois, you know, in the, what, late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee in the early to mid 2000s.
Yeah,
I mean it's almost impossible to quantify the difference.
Brad saw that episode too with Theo where he's hiding it from Cliff on the bed. I can tell
earring?
By the way. Yes, dude, he's hiding the piercing.
I actually
from
think
Cliff,
that was an episode.
And it's one of the most famous episodes out there.
Yeah, he got an ear,
and
yeah.
he's hiding the piercing from Cliff, who's trying to slide back behind him and see him. Theo's leaning back with him. That's how it went. That's how it was going to go down in Southern Illinois. How it probably would have gone down with my dad. That's why I waited.
My dad,
you know,
kicked my
what
ass.
We were all worried about was the keloid then forming. I think we've talked about this.
The old
at TSU,
Aubrey
it was you're going to get one of them keloids. You getting your ears pierced? You don't take care of that thing. You got keloid skin.
Yeah.
And that's what you were always waking up to make sure that a keloid wasn't growing on the back of your ear after that piercing.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we didn't have I didn't have keloid skin.
You've never seen a picture of me with an earring.
No, bro, I can't believe you had both.
Bro, I used to have, like, big rocks in them things, bro. I used to have, like, five-point stars in there. I used to have all the stuff.
You were like Black Max Crosby. You were on your way.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know,
because there weren't many white dudes doing it.
Dude, Vanilla Ice was a thing.
So you did it for him.
No, I didn't do
That's
it for Vanilla
worse.
Ice, but but he did it. He, you know, New Kids on the Block.
Vanilla Ice was a joke.
Backstreet Boys?
Didn't now they a
JT,
little bit more.
Didn't JT have the earring?
I don't know, bro. You said
I think
you
he
had
did.
Both.
Yeah.
I had both for a shorter time. I had the left one done first for the longest. And the right one, you know, I ended up like, I couldn't keep up with two at the same time. So I ended up like, yeah, bro, I had both, man.
There was this thing when I was in
high
school.
Looking like a pirate.
They said if you got one in your, this is a true thing. In
high, yes,
if you got one in your
right. Being a homosexual.
There was a sexuality question, yes. Like if you had it in just your right ear back in the 90s.
I always had it in, that's why I only did it in the left.
Yeah.
Was that
a question too, even in the 2000s?
That's why I only did it in the left, because okay. I was trying to make sure everybody knew that I was on.
You're heterosexual.
I was just, not that there's anything wrong with
it. No, I don't give a crap.
I wanted it to be abundantly clear which side of the fence I was on.
I got it.
Right, so I got the left one done first, and then I went back and got the right one.
Okay,
which apparently is, I don't know, that seems controversial.
It appears Taylor Rook's husband does not have earrings.
Well, there, you know,
because a man, yeah, you know.
Well, you got when did you stop putting earrings in your ear?
As I grew older,
what?
And
give
said,
me an age.
I don't know. Probably before that time, going back to Memphis, so somewhere in my early 20s.
That's about when I stopped.
I'm gonna let these things
close up. That's about when I stopped.
Up.
Yeah. I was not wearing earrings at Memphis when I was in school.
Praise God.
Yeah. I would say it was a very, it was like probably when I was like 15 to 17, 18. It was like, you know, when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, unless you murder someone or assault someone in any way, shape, or form, the things you do as a teenager, I think, should be thrown out. They should be expunged. Again, unless you commit a crime. But I think, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Those questionable decisions, I think you can just chalk up to you're a teenager, you're trying to, like, do stupid stuff. You know?
Were showing your mom you're making your own decisions. I'm sensing a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, I mean.
With you. You were a rebel teenager.
I mean, I guess, man. I don't
showing
know.
Her.
I don't. It wasn't really about that. It was just like I wanted to, you know, make a statement, man.
Oh, yeah, well, you clearly did that.
And, you know, I'm different. That type of thing.
Well, I'd say they were all looking at you different.
Yeah, but I'm married with two kids now.
Well, we know you don't have to like lower your voice when you say it.
But there was a time, and the earrings were, I think they were an enhancement. Right. You know how it goes.
I know how club when you had the earrings on in the club. I don't know what you were doing 15, 16, rocking with them at White Station Middle.
I mean,
that's not the club.
Honestly,
it's in the class. You in there
White Station Standard
with Lola Black
was not much different than the club. Okay, we were in the back shooting dice in Spanish.
I'll believe that.
I mean, it really was not much different than, you know, senses or anything. But look, I can't believe you never thought I had. I guess I don't know why I would have thought you would. But
I've been so focused on the fake Dickies.
The fake Dickies were not fake. They were just the Walmart brand, the smaller logo. And I told my mom, if you know, the Dickies have to be the full horseshoe. Don't give me the horizontal horseshoe. Give me the full square vertical.
Right.
Do you this conversation is foreign.
So you
to
would
brand.
Have on the Dickies.
The Dickies with the white polo shirt.
The FUBU.
The FUBU shirt. Shoes.
FUBU shoes.
FUBU shoes, regular.
White polo shirt.
Earrings. Yep.
This guy here.
Man, I was so fitted, bro. It was crazy. I had so much drip.
I'm Googling some of this to try to follow along.
So, back in the day, Memphis City Schools instituted a uniform policy because, I don't remember exactly what the reasoning was, whether it was gang related, whether it was.
Yeah, they were taking Jordans and everything else.
Just standardized.
That had happened to us at Snowden and everything else.
Yeah, it was
it was time.
Inequity, right? Because some people would come to school
rich
looking
stuff.
Incredible, and some people would come looking like, you know.
I like that. Yeah.
So they said, you know what? We're going to standardize this, and everybody has to abide by this policy.
Okay.
White color, white polo shirt with no logos, and khaki black or blue pants or shorts for the boys. And the girls, you know, I don't remember. I'm sure they had like a length of a dress that they had to adhere to, but it was the same for them. And so the way that we kind of gamed this system so it's to not look like complete junkies is we all decided as a collective in Memphis, we're going to wear Dickies. We're going to have the Dickies logo on our pants. And there were the Dickies that you would go get that were more expensive at like a men's store for work or whatever. And then there were the Walmart joints that had the horizontal logo, but didn't have like the same amount of pockets. That didn't have the same, you know.
Is that Dickies though?
It's generic Dickies. It's
not same.
Exactly.
Sheehan Dickies.
And how interesting is this, Brad, that this is how superficial we were as young kids at that time. That like, I cared how big the logo was and how many pockets I had on my pants. And that they were significantly more expensive.
That's the only cares you had in the world, what you were wearing, because you weren't paying no bills.
I wasn't paying any bills.
Mom's taking care of you.
I didn't understand nothing about nothing, you know. So $60 pair of pants, yeah. Which is crazy, by the way. Which is, but I was like, I gotta have those. I gotta have, and I did. I had like three pairs. I had each color, you know. Now when you went, you had no uniform policy,
no,
right?
No, we were able to express ourselves.
That's right. And so, how did you do that?
What do you mean, how did I do
it? Well, how did you decide to express yourself?
I mean, back my rayons, jabots, we went through.
Oh, jabots were big back then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, we went through a ton of stuff back in our day. You know, polka dots were big there for a while.
Wow.
And we went through all the phases.
Now, jabots still actually were somewhat relevant when I was, like, coming up.
Yeah.
With, like, the Velcro straps on
Jabot,
the knees.
Then Guess comes along.
Everybody, yeah, that was
had,
big.
Had to get the Guess set, the Guess jeans set.
Yeah, that was huge.
Oh, yeah. Once the stonewashed came around, this blew our minds.
Yeah, stonewashed was a huge thing.
Because it was just straight blue jeans at first is all we knew.
Yeah.
Parachute pants, but these stonewashed jeans just blew our minds.
Yep.
Can we do this ourselves? Can we do it at home? Or do you have to go to the store to get them to look like this? I mean, it was just, we went through it all, bro.
Yeah.
And we got a chance to wear it.
Yes.
To school and express ourselves.
Yes.
But yes, rayons were a big deal.
Drew says he knew I used to wear earrings the minute I walked into that studio with Gucci or Versace sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
I can splurge a little bit on the right thing.
You should open them things back up.
I'm just too old now, man. I'm too old. I saw that picture that, what's our guy, Evan? That's who he was in here last week?
Yeah.
You know, I don't look bad, but I look old. I look old.
Mm.
You think you look old?
Oh, yeah. Compared to when I showed up here,
Well, that's what the kids do, too.
Yeah, kids will do
that. Don't
take
that personal. Yeah.
I don't take it, but I'm like, dude.
You look 30.
I got bags under my eyes, you know? Like, that's been the biggest thing. It's like, I don't sleep, and I get bags under my eyes. Like maybe that's being in front of a screen all day. Maybe that's not sleeping. But, man, I've always had kind of puffy eyes, but now it's, like, pronounced. Now I got bags, bro. I got luggage.
Man, you got the money to go get that all sucked out. Just like
can you do
a
that?
Lot of you folks do. I'm sure can you can.
There's some pastes and different things you can use to put that puffy
tried
down,
the, I've tried the Papa Tui. I, you know.
The hell is that?
That's the Rock skincare brand for men. I've tried it, dude.
You have told us too much today. Skincare and earrings.
Hey, what skincare you use? Who do you use?
What are you talking about? I do use soap, fool. You heard of that? Just
no,
regular
I mean, but
soap.
No, but you got to have the Papa Tui eye
no,
stuff.
No, I don't do all that. I'm just a grown-ass man. I put on Degree, and I use soap.
You and I are similar.
Just regular bar of soap. Yeah. S-O-A-P.
I have to use bar.
Papa Tui. P-A-P-A.
Papa Tui.
T-U-I. It's available at Target.
That's got to be expensive, I bet.
I don't know. It's like $6. I don't know, man. I don't be tracking like that.
Who put you on Papa Tui?
The one and only, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, bro. He posted that on Instagram.
Eye serum.
He came to Target when he was in Memphis, remember? He's promoting his brand. He was in Cordova when SmackDown came to Memphis and he was still doing the touring thing. Remember, he stopped at Target. We talked about it.
Hold on. You're telling me that you're putting this stuff on.
I put it under my eye.
You're putting it under your eye.
It's an eye awakener.
Right. And you're telling me, but you still have bags under your eyes, that it's not working for you.
It's not.
And so Rock is getting the last laugh again.
I think my...
Most skin creams are a joke, dude. You understand that.
Well, I think...
You either have good skin or you don't.
Yeah. Look, I think maybe it's meant for Samoans. It's not
It's
meant
all
for
a
me.
Scam.
It might only be for Polynesians.
This guy only works on Samoans. No, it doesn't work on anybody. It's a scam, dude. It's just some lotion you're putting underneath your eyeballs.
If there is surgery to get eye bags removed, I will do it.
Just take some Vaseline and rub it on there,
Vaseline.
Bro. You may as well. The Papa Tui stuff you're using going to have the same effect. Man, just selling you tequila.
That's Terramana. Papa Tui is the skincare. And I use it when I shower. It's the shampoo and the body wash. Now the body wash is vanilla shea, and it smells incredible.
Yeah, I bet you can use it as sunscreen.
And then the shampoo, I know you're wondering, is Lush coconut.
Mm-hmm.
And if you smell my hair right now, I'd be like, Dan, your hair smells really good.
I'm gonna tell you what, John. When the Rock passes.
Oh, I'm taking off. I can't do the show that day. I'm
it's
not going to
be
able to do it.
Yeah,
you talk about a tough
day. He's going to lose all of his money because John's buying his stuff.
It's ridiculous. this guy buys everything he puts out.
Everything. That's eye cream.
Eye cream. It's eye awakener gel.
I use the Harry's. It's decent.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the Rocks, though. It's Harry's. It's not Papa Tui. Yeah. We need Papa Tui. Anyway, I'll bring you some. I'll bring you a sample.
I don't want none.
I'll bring you a sample, man. He got a tat. You can put some tattoo cream on your Panther over there. You can get that thing looking good again.
Yeah, I won't be doing that.
We got a lot. All right, we'll come back. Frank Bonner's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis football camp opening up this week, expectations, the rest of the conference, Big 12. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis football gets camp started up this week. Fall camp. Of course, season will be here in about a month. Frank Bonner covers the University of Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. He joins us now. Are you ready for camp?
Yeah. About to be, what is this, year four, season five for me? So, yep, getting geared up.
And are you disappointed that you'll still be covering a team in the American and not the Big 12?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously the Big 12 would be a much more exciting season slate, so I don't think there's any question about that. But, you know, it is what it is. I wasn't anticipating that Memphis would be going to the Big 12 anytime before the season started anyway, so it's kind of status quo as usual.
Well, let's just sort of start there, and then we'll work our way to this upcoming season. The fact that Memphis offered the Big 12 $200 million and could not even generate a vote from the presidents, what do you make of that?
It's got to be deflating if you're on the Memphis side, right? Because you look at that offer and you ask yourself, what more could Memphis have put on the table? Like, what more could they have done to try to get their way in? And you look at that and you don't have an answer. Like, what more could they have done? And it was still, not only was it a no, but it didn't even, you know, reports say it didn't even go to a vote. So I do think that's discouraging because they took a big swing. I mean, they took a home run swing and it just didn't land anywhere.
Are you, and I guess I'm outwardly wondering this question myself, although we've sort of asked and we're still waiting to hear back. You know, Ed Scott showed such a transparency through the Pac-12 sort of back and forth there initially with the invitation, the $2.5 million, the, hey, you know, we're going to have exit fees. The math doesn't math. Do you think we'll get some, maybe not an exact similarly level of transparency, but some sort of here was the thinking? Or, you know, as you look toward the ACC and you wonder if they'll make a move there, you know, John had the plan. Everybody's talked about it before about splitting them up. Do you think we'll get more from him in terms of next step? I'm just wondering how you think they'll stay behind the scenes for a while longer. You think they'll ever come out and talk about this?
Well, I mean, I think at some point you do have to talk about it, but I also think the other piece as to why there was so much transparency with the Pac-12 stuff is because stuff was getting leaked, from whoever. So I feel like Ed had to come out and explain the Memphis side of it because there was stuff out there getting leaked to different reporters and so on. And so that was a little bit different of a case. This Big 12 stuff, you know, seemed to have a better cap on it until, you know, Ross Dillinger reported what he reported. But I think a lot of that transparency had to do with the fact that there was so much stuff out there about what that deal was that Ed Scott kind of had to come set the record straight as to, like, this is why we did that. I don't think that they'll necessarily feel as inclined to talk about it in depth as it comes to this Big 12 proposal.
Talking to Frank Bonner, covers Memphis football for the Daily Memphian. Does Ryan Silverfield really expect us to believe that Brendan Lewis is not going to be his starting quarterback next season to start the year? Like, does he expect us to buy that?
I mean, look, I think you got to play the game a little bit. I mean, I think the writing is kind of on the wall with that. I mean, you brought the guy to the media days. But, you know, and you know how it is with the transfer portal and everything, everybody wants to feel like they have a shot. And so I get what you've got to do there. But, I everybody would be extremely surprised if it's not Brendan Lewis.
Yeah, I mean, like, why bring him? If, like, you're trying to get put up, if you're trying to, like, make somebody think that they have a chance, like, why, You just say, hey, we have a quarterback competition, so we're going to bring, Sud Smith or Greg DeRozier. Like, we're going to bring somebody else. Why would you bring the damn quarterback? I don't know. Like, it just feels kind of silly to me. If I was, Antoine Hill or A.J. Hill, as he's going by now, I don't think I'd buy that for a second. Do you know, is he making $1 million? Like, do you know, like, what his NIL deal, the range of that?
I do not. I will say Memphis football is pretty tight-knit on what's being made, and so I don't know if he's how close to $1 million he's making or so on. But, I mean, he is a one-year rental, so he's definitely not coming for cheap.
No, they have, Frank, the last 2 years, nobody knows this better than you. I think they've been a top 12 offense over at SP Plus rankings that Conley puts together over at ESPN. It's 12-10 the last 2 years, and there's some expectation. I think it averages out to about 33 if you measure out all of Ryan's seasons over the 5 years. He's been a good offensive coach. I'm wondering, you look at – we talked about DeRozier, and we love what he showed last year, and Sutton Smith, if healthy, you're expecting him to be a playmaker. But what about that receiver group, Frank? It seems like it's a new group of names, just like a lot of this team is, but how proven are they – in terms of trying to be this explosive offense, or at least one that's been efficient as you've been under Ryan Silverfield, how key are they going to be in, and how good's this group? What do we know about them?
Well, what you know is that a lot of them haven't been relied on in their college career to the extent that they're going to be relied on this year. You look at a guy like C.J. Smith. Now, C.J. Smith is fast. He's a burner. Like, he's got the speed to take the top over the defense, but he wasn't used a whole lot at Purdue. He wasn't used a whole lot at Georgia before that. And so the question is, can he be a top guy with the amount of reps that he's going to have? And you can say that about a lot of other guys, right? But Brady Clues, who was a freshman last year, is he going to take a big jump? They brought in Jerry Carr Caldwell from North Carolina A&T, but this is going to be a different type of competition for him. Jaden Thompson is recovering from an injury last year, who was the former Louisville receiver. So you have guys on paper that can show you some production, but can they do it at a high level? None of them have really done it at a high level, so we'll just kind of have to wait to see there. But I am high on C.J. Smith because he's fast. He ran, what, a 10-2 in his first couple years of high school, so he's got some speed.
Yeah. When you look around, I wrote last week or earlier this week about the sort of odds around the country, Tulane the favorite, UTSA, Navy in front of Memphis. When you sort of look around the league, do you agree with that pricing? Do you agree that Memphis should be priced as the fourth best team in this league, or do you think there's room for Memphis to finish better than that?
I think they can finish better than that because I would question Navy. I'm just not 100% sold that Navy can end the season the way that they start, right? They seem to get kind of burnt out over time with the style of play, and so I would question Navy's position there.
What about Tulane in terms of what you expect from Sumrall in this season? We know they just added a quarterback and seem to be a team that – I was reading Conley's stuff, and at least if you're going by SP Plus, he's got Tulane and he's got Memphis among his top two. I know that doesn't jive necessarily with John's odds and what Vegas have, but are you expecting Tulane just popping in? I mean, this is a new coach here, second year, now a new quarterback, just to stay right there at the top because of the level of investment?
Yeah, I do, right? Because if you look at this league, if you look at what everybody's roster looks at, you should be looking at this conference this year and being like, the teams that have the most to invest should be near or at the top, right? Tulane is one of them. You can argue Memphis is one of them. But I do think Tulane, if there was a media poll, I think Tulane would have been the number one.
Talking to Frank Bonner, covers Memphis football for the Daily Memphian. Buried in that piece by Ross Dellinger about the Big 12 and the offer was the notion that Memphis was telling people involved that they would go to full rep share. Now, that is, very different than what we have been told by Ed Scott repeatedly, the last several months. They I think he did say it was a little better than he thought, but at no point did he say that he expected to be full revenue share, full $20.5 million. Do you think that was contingent upon getting into the Big 12, or do you think that's where they're going to ultimately go, whether it's this year, next year, whatever, full ref share? What's your understanding of that?
Well, when I tried to poke around at that, you know, talking, you know, seeing the report, I didn't get any traction on that. Some of the people I talked to said that was, you know, news to them, just, you know, trying to scope around it. I do wonder if that was, this is what we're planning to do to get into a Power Five. But if that's what you're able to do, you have to do that before you get into the Power Five to show that you're worthy. And so if you're able to do that, then I don't think it can be contingent on getting in, because you may need that in order to get in, if that makes sense.
What do you think of in terms of it, if this program's winning conference titles or at least getting there on a regular basis and sort of be, what is the ceiling, Frank? Having now covered it for as long as you have, you've seen the level of an investment grow to the point where saying, man, it should be right there, you know, if not better than Tulane and Boise State, you should be right there with them. I'm just curious on what you see as the Memphis football ceiling, how much more there is to get there. You know, a trip to the college football playoffs, what that would represent. Do you think there's still a program that, hey, maybe is the best thing in the group of five, group of six, whatever we're going to call it, can get a game day here, or are those days behind them?
Well, I think you would have to – it's not going to be necessary like a one-season thing, right? If to get a game day back, I think you have to, you know, be on the heels of the college football playoff 1 year, or even tap in 1 year, and then the next year be at that similar level, right? I do think there has to be some consistently. It can't be a 2019 year, and then we don't see that again for a while, right? I think the next step for Memphis football – is to be consistently at the level that you saw that 2019 season to really gain that traction. Because I think they're there, right? I mean, they're at, you know, where they toward here, where they want to be. That next step is the consistency of it. You don't want to be a 1 year and done, and you got to wait, you know, 7 years or so to get back to that mark.
Yeah.
Frank, couldn't agree more.
Frank, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the time. We'll be reading you at dailymemphian.com. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, keep them earrings out your ear, John.
Yes, before he gets a keloid putting them things in there.
Don't you have one?
Do not. I definitely do not.
Don't try to put that on Frank, bro. Like, stop.
Parth has one. How come you don't say nothing to Parth? You think Parth rocks it?
Maybe when he go home, you got to ask him. I don't know. Maybe when he go back to North Carolina, he might put that thing in.
No, Brad said Parth is tall, dark, and handsome.
Well, ask Brad. Maybe Brad know more than we do. I don't know.
I mean, I thought that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how that worked in terms of what's considered tall, dark. But again, that's, you know.
Bro, I'd vouch for you too, Frank, but I've never met you in person. We look forward to it.
Well, yeah. Hey, Frank, if you want somebody to call you tall, dark, and handsome, I can see the address.
Come on in here and get judged, Frank.
Don't get all weird now. I'm married, bro. I'm cool. Like, these guys paint a picture that's wrong.
Frank, you want Brad to gas you up, bro?
No. Like he said, he's married. I'm married too. So, you know, I can just come home.
All right. We're going to keep the two separate. Thanks, Frank.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right.
Go Tigers.
He is Frank Bonner, covers the Tigers for the Daily Memphian. Yeah, listen, we'll see you out of camp. But I mean, I think, you know, in terms of the juicy stuff, we kind of have our answer, right? We know that we're probably not going to see Antoine, you know, AJ Hill get the start. It's going to be Brendan Lewis. And, you know, he's unproven. His track record is certainly a little spotty.
Yeah.
There have been some flashes, but, you know, it seems like he's going to at least get the first crack at it.
Tell you what it seems like. It seems like people have had a lot of fun thinking about you getting those ears pierced at Claire's with those, you know, that staple gun and you rocking those things.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that's really resonated. It's really hit a home with a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, I mean,
and some of our guests now, apparently. So
I just don't know why that's so controversial.
It was an era I missed. You know, if we have some pictures, maybe
not many have experienced it.
Maybe is there a picture or two left from that time?
Man, I think
maybe we could send it out to the people, or at least just let us see it, just so we can, you know, have a sense of what that looked like.
Yeah, I think
what a vision.
There's definitely
some pictures out there.
I had to really do some because they used to be on. Well,
I never knew. I never saw the holes. You know, usually you can tell even if they've grown. You know, if they've grown back, but you can tell like
digging up. Dig.
Well, I think Bonner makes a good point, man. Be keeping them. Don't put them back in there. Don't try to push them back through.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm letting that era be gone, bro.
Well, I thought you might see Parth and think you can get it back.
I didn't even notice. I didn't know until Brad mentioned the, you know, because Brad's studying him. I didn't know he had the earring, you know, until Brad said something. So, like I said, I've kind of buried that era in the backyard. It happened. It was a good time. But it's over.
Gotcha.
It's over. I'm going to find, so I cannot believe that.
You had the little gold ball studs, or you had some little fake diamonds in there.
There's the fake diamonds.
I figured I should have made that my first guess.
The gold balls. I think I probably did have some.
I think that's what Claire's puts in there. You know, a little gold ball. That's that starter. That's that starter earring for you.
Did I would wear?
And you wait to see if the kilo. Is
I would wear
grow.
Anybody and everybody's earrings though. I'd wear Sam's earrings.
See, that's nasty. You were inviting some. That you lucky.
Am I?
That you came out, you know, uninfected.
Yeah.
You didn't rock like the Aaron Neville where you got that big hanging cross. Like, those are cool. That was the real one there.
No, that's what Mike wears now.
That's cool.
Mike wears the hanging cross.
He's got the vibes to be able to pull that off.
I don't want
to
hear it. I don't think he does. I think he needs I think he needs to start acting his damn age. That's what I tell him.
MJ?
Mike Miller.
Oh.
He got the hanging earring.
He got a hanger.
I'm like, come on, Mike. I know
he rocks it. It's fine.
I know you. Now I'm telling this. I know you rep Paolo Banchero, but you are not Paolo Banchero. Like, you got to join us, man. You got to join us. But you know, he definitely look. I can't speak to Mike in that way, man. He ain't gonna listen to me on fashion, even though I'm couture. He just ain't gonna listen to me on that. I'm gonna find these pictures. They're somewhere out there. MySpace, unfortunately, I think got sold and taken down. They were all over my MySpace, bro.
I bet.
I mean, I was jumping on MySpace, but again, that just goes to show you how old I am. So anyway, lots more to come. Stick around while I find these pictures. Jason and John, I'm trying to film. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Summer of 1,000 Engagements ends this Saturday. Take advantage while you can. This is your last chance to save up to 40% off all diamond jewelry and engagement rings. Any purchase of $9.99 or more, you get free diamond stud earrings. With any purchase of $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra. So if you need to make a big purchase, you might as well do it now over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. That's how they take care of you every single time. Go see our man, Howie.
Yeah, there's going to be men in Memphis popping the question here, whether it's these last couple of days of July or in August. Go ahead and, you know, if you're that close, go see Howie and do it before this Saturday so you can take advantage of this sale like our man Brandon Williams out of Bartlett did. He took advantage of the Summer of 1,000 Engagements sale, and he got that yes. Because Howie's going to always get you the yes. The choice of whether you want to save right now and save 40% off that jewelry is up to you. Again, take advantage of it before it all ends on Saturday. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, 3 here locally or online at rijewelers.com. And congratulations again to Brother Williams.
Congrats to Brother Williams. Excited for him. You know, I don't think I'm going to be able to find any evidence of me having an earring. You know, again, we're talking about 2006 through 2008. I mean, that's a very thin window. I wasn't really posting on social media back then. Mm. I mean, if I was, it was on MySpace, which I showed you the only picture that loads from MySpace, and you cannot definitively see that earring. But it existed, I can assure you.
It's okay. It's probably for the best that we can't see it.
I don't want you to judge me.
I think Memphis would have a time with it.
They would. They would. Man, I was a wild boy, though. I truly was. Back then, it was a time. Anyway, thanks to Frank Bonner for joining us on the show today. Always good to catch up with him. We'll have preseason NFL football in 2 days. We'll have a Hall of Fame game.
What you said.
Now, I don't think it's going to be very exciting. I don't want to lead you down I don't want to make false promises.
No, but the Bengals preseason might be more exciting than previous ones.
Yeah.
Playing Burrow. This game, maybe not.
Yeah. That's exactly right. You've identified the right target.
Mm-hmm.
This one is not going to feature any starters because it's obviously a fourth game for these teams. And so I think, like, for the Chargers, it will be Taylor Heinicke. If that, maybe a series. Trey Lance, remember him?
Well.
And how about this? As your fourth-string quarterback, DJ Uiagalelei.
Okay.
Now, how the hell he made it on a preseason roster, I will never understand. I guess the size, people just can't.
That's what it is, man.
But he was so bad last year at Florida State. I mean, I know he had some flashes at Clemson, whatever, but, I mean, I just think that project is not able to be reclaimed. And then for the Lions, you might remember this gentleman, former Tennessee Volunteer, Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
And then Kyle Allen is his backup, and they're kind of in a competition, so you could see them using that as practice for that. But, I mean, you know, Hendon Hooker could be something someday for somebody. I mean, he had a good preseason last year, so he's going to try to put some good stuff on tape. So that's what it is.
You might be fine with Hendon as your backup from what we've seen so far. A little interested in those situations, but – like I said, preseason, other than it just being happy that it's back in terms of storylines, maybe only what's coming out of Cincinnati will stand out. You know, again, you're playing Joe early as if that's been the issue. Joe was like the best quarterback in the league last year, but you're going to try to play him earlier to avoid the slow starts. It's just a little bit ridiculous to me when the issue is defense, but we'll see. We'll see whether they get the one good defensive thing they have into camp soon.
Yeah, it feels like that's kind of they're just looking for anything to try to blame it on, right? So they're using that, you know, as an excuse, like, hey, we got off to a slow start before, and that's, you know, Joe didn't play the preseason, and so, you know, now we're going to try to do the
like 4,000 some yards.
Yeah, I don't know.
No problem. It wasn't Joe.
It's a hell of a question. So we'll see. We'll see if it works. Hey, here's the deal. If you're going to be working out in Memphis, you should do it at LA Fitness. It's important to be fit. It's important to be strong. And that's what you can get at LA Fitness. They got it all. They got the new lift room. They got group fitness classes. They got babysitting for an additional $10 a month. The pool, the sauna, everywhere in Memphis, multiple locations. Right now, you can join for zero down, just $24.99 a month. All right? Zero down, $24.99 a month. Get the free three-day trial at LAFitness.com, 7 Memphis area locations. Join for zero down, just $24.99 a month to join for a single club membership. $59 annual to access any single club in the Memphis area. Membership auto-renews and requires first and last month's dues of joining. Additional terms and conditions do apply. It's LA Fitness. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jessica Benson. Thanks to Frank Bonner. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.